The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There is a new show starting tonight on PBS called In Principle. It is hosted. Try this out for a side. It's hosted by Amy Holmes, who was with us. She was, I think, like employee number two or three of The Blaze. She was our news anchor for years, a conservative. And Michael Gershon, who was a speech writer for George W. Bush, a senior advisor for Bush, also a conservative. Grace, I think her last name is Coulter. She is the senior producer or the series producer. And I think she was hired by PBS from Sinclair. So I don't know how any of this happened, but it's on PBS of all places, a conservative talk show. And I'm going to be a guest on it tonight. Welcome to Amy and Michael. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing great.
Feeling
glad to be
good.
With you.
So, first of all, do you guys have any comment on how this, I mean, is it the rapture in 10 days that brought this show to PBS? Or
no, they came to us, WETA here in Washington. I think they've been wanting to do a program like this for a while. It's not an ideological program. We deal with things broadly, but the topics are of interest to people in the center and center right, I think. The goal is to have sort of a civil discussion about not the issues of the day, but really sort of the ideas beneath the news, what's going on in the realm of ideas. And, they came to us, so we were honored to do it.
Michael, let me ask you, because you were in the White House with Bush from 2001 to 2006, I'm really disturbed by what things look like we're doing or preparing to do over in Syria. I'm not really sure, but things are really quite tense. What was it like when you were in the White House on days like this or weeks like this?
Well, we had too many of them, with 9/11 and Afghanistan and Iraq, surge in Iraq. These were, extraordinary days. My fear is that the process in the White House seems to be chaotic. I trust some of the actors like Secretary Mattis at the Defense Department, who is really a thoughtful and responsible guy. But when you have the president announcing policies in tweets and then withdrawing them in tweets, you've crossed some line. I'm fearful about the process and the way they make decisions, which seems to be chaotic. And process can really matter when it comes to life and death decisions.
Are we preparing for war, do you guys think? Amy, do you think, are we preparing for war?
I don't know if we're preparing for war. And I don't think that...
I'm not sure Amy's there.
No, she's there. So we can hear her. Michael, you probably can't.
Oh.
Go ahead, Amy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that we're necessarily preparing for war, and the president, I don't think, has signaled that. I don't think the American people want more engagement in the Middle East. I think there's actually fatigue about engagement in the Middle East, and of course the president campaigned on, so what did we get out of all of this? It doesn't seem particularly clear, and then after 8 years of the Obama administration and the Middle East becoming even more chaotic, I think the American people are certainly not prepared for that. I don't know about the process in terms of decision-making.
Okay.
We saw that there was the bombing after the chemical attack, some months ago by the president. But I don't think that he's gearing up for some sort of full-scale military conflict.
I hope you're right. Cory Booker yesterday went after Pompeo's Christianity. Does that have a place in a hearing for the head of the State Department?
Well, that's the first I'm hearing of it. Glenn, can you give us a few more details?
In fact, we have no religious tests for office in the United States. That's part of the Constitution. This has raised its head also in judicial nominations, particularly with Catholics. where their faith is questioned. Are they going to be unbiased, as though religious people can't make judgments about law and fact? So I think that this is one of the problems, is a kind of secularism that says religious motivations and views are somehow off limits, as though other people don't have their own philosophic
right.
approaches and views.
Right.
It's kind of privileging a secular perspective instead of saying we all are informed by our most basic beliefs and should be. I think that's a serious problem when you create a suspect class based on religious belief.
I'm really excited to have a new show with conservative perspective that everybody's going to be able to see. I think it's a really exciting thing. Amy, though, answer me this question. Should I be excited? Because the first guest is Glenn Beck. Does he say anything in this interview that will end our careers?
No, you should not be excited at all about Glenn Beck being on TV. Of course. And, we were discussing this after our interview with Mr. Beck, that we're there for open conversation, and viewers, listeners, when they watch tonight, they're going to get that. They're going to get thoughtful, reflective, candid, and, self-critical discussion. And Glenn, you were asked very directly by my co-host Michael about some of the motivations that are built into the structure of media, like getting ratings, getting more clicks, getting more likes, getting more upvotes. And how does that influence possibly content for hosts and guests and so forth? And Glenn, you were pretty candid about that. You're just like, yeah.
Well,
it matters.
I will tell you this, that I've done, obviously, a lot of interviews, and I was really impressed the way you two worked together and how you let me answer. And it wasn't a jump on every word that I say. It was you had some tough questions, obviously, but it was a chance to actually speak without being interrupted and without argument, just honest questions, which I don't see very often.
Well, that's the goal of our show. That's the goal of, when the show was conceived, it's just like there's a lot of the sort of World Wrestling Federation of politics on cable news, and you see people in their corners and the bell rings and then they go to battle. And we felt like there's a real hunger and a real need to have a more expansive, thoughtful, and illuminating conversation about the politics, policies, and issues that really matter. And so that's what we're aiming for.
Well, guys, thank you so much. We will be watching tonight, 8:30 Eastern time. It happens on Fridays following Washington Week, Fridays on PBS. It's called In Principle. And we wish you all the luck, and we'll see you tonight on your first episode.
First episode airs tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central at PBS. You can go to pbs.org/inprinciple, the name of the show. The hashtag is inprinciple on PBS.
Have we slipped through another wormhole yet? It's PBS doing a conservative show? I don't know.
That's good, though. I mean, it's nice to have I'm really interested to watch the show because of the format that allows, I think, a more... a conversation that doesn't lend itself completely to soundbite answers with everyone cutting each other off. I mean, I think we're at a point now with conservatism where it's important to have the voices from across that spectrum to be able to talk and actually let ideas come out. I mean, you look at it on social media and you have this situation where you make a comment and then you have 500 people yelling at you and it just devolves.
Yeah, it was
so quickly.
It was really quite interesting and very self-reflective. I think I interviewed with him for about an hour or so, and I think the interview is going to end up being about 12 minutes. So I don't know what
they're still pretty long.
Yes, yeah, still very long. For television, that's an eternity. Mm-hmm. But I'm anxious to see what they use. But it was a real good open discussion where we probed all of the media.
I think that's what people like, generally speaking, when talk radio is at its best, right?
Yeah.
There are times where it sucks, of course. But that when talk radio is at its best, you've got 15 hours a week to dissect important issues and hopefully be entertained and everything along the way. But I mean, the goal being to be able to discuss those issues with a little bit of context,
yeah,
with a little bit of space, a little bit of a breathing room. You know, I think we've gone, we get further and further away from that in the sort of clickbaity social media sort of world. But I think that's the strength of what talk radio has brought to the table for decades. And, you know, hopefully if they can get to a point, and it seems like this is what they're going for, where you can have actual conversations that aren't cut off every 10 seconds.
It'd be nice. The name of the show says it all. It's In Principle. And that's what we have to talk about. We have to talk about the bigger principles. This Comey stuff today.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is just promoting his book.
Yeah.
That's all this is doing, is promoting a book.
And, like, you know, Fox News. We have criticism of Fox News over the years. There's things that we don't like that they do. But the sort of media criticism of Fox is that they're not taking the news seriously because all they want to do is defend Trump. Mm-hmm. And you'll see, they'll show, you know, journalists all the time I see in my feed tweet things like, look at this, what's going on, and you'll see, you know, Russia scandal, and then like Tucker Carlson's talking about panda bears or something.
Yeah.
Did you see this one?
Yeah.
And there's been a bunch of these that have come around all at the same time. Like, here's these other networks, MSNBC and CNN, taking things seriously while Fox is over there doing what they do, trying to ignore the big news. I gotta tell you, I was in my office.
Stop. Fox News, Trump weighs Syria options with allies.
Yeah.
CNN, Trump allies fear feds have Cohen conversation dates.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
Which one is the real news here?
Exactly. And you can talk about motivation all you want. You can say that, you know, maybe they're talking about this because they think the Comey book is bad for Trump. You can make that accusation. But I was in my office working yesterday afternoon for 2 hours, and I just had to keep glancing up at the television to see what was happening. It was right as the Comey stuff is coming out. And it's true, the Fox News spent a little bit, not much, time on the stuff that was breaking from the Comey book. But you know what they were talking about? Issues of substance. They were talking about Syria. They were talking about Russia. They were talking about important issues that were going on right now. You know what they were doing on CNN? They were talking about PP tapes.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.